Section 4, Louisiana's Modern Economy. As you read, look for the manufacturing plants, service industries, and economic institutions that provide jobs in Louisiana, the U.S. trade policies that affect Louisiana's place in the global economy, economic indicators that measure an economy's strength, terms, corporation, right-to-work laws, tariff, gross domestic product, GDP, Consumer Price Index, CPI. As we have learned, an economic system uses natural, capital, and human resources to produce goods and provide services. Louisiana's economy generates a wide variety of goods and services. Many of the state's economic activities are shaped by its abundant natural resources and by its distinctive cultural assets. Manufacturing. Products are manufactured in Louisiana. They include ships, trucks, electrical equipment, glass products, and mobile homes. Some of these goods are shipped out of state and sold throughout the world. Petroleum refineries process oil and produce billions of gallons of gasoline each year. Other chemicals are created in the refining process, and those are used to make hundreds of other products, including fertilizers and plastics. Louisiana ranks second in the United States in the production of petrochemicals. Service industries. Tourism is a major service industry in Louisiana. Tour guides and taxi drivers are two kinds of service workers. Tourists visit Louisiana each year to enjoy the culture that makes the state special. While here, they sightsee, eat, shop, fish, hunt, and join the crowds at one of our many festivals. The economic activities of these travelers add billions of dollars to the state's economy each year. Even when people do not visit, they might see parts of Louisiana in one of the many films made in the state each year. Because of its beauty, and with help from tax credits designed to attract the film industry, Louisiana has become a very popular place for film and television production. Economic institutions. An institution is an organization founded by people who come together for a specific purpose. An economic institution focuses on economic activities like the production of goods or the provision of services. Common examples of economic institutions include banks, small businesses, corporations, and labor unions. Banks are central institutions in modern economies. They hold money for customers and provide ways to access it when it is needed. Banks also loan money to individuals and many kinds of businesses. These loans help businesses grow and prosper. Small businesses tend to be owned by an individual or a few partners. They often have 50 employees or fewer. Larger businesses often become corporations. A corporation is a large, complex business enterprise that has many investors, called shareholders. No matter their size, all businesses have the goal of making a profit while producing goods or providing services. People who work for similar kinds of businesses sometimes form an economic institution called a labor union. Union members work together to negotiate for good wages and safe working conditions. Labor unions were very influential in the first half of the 20th century. In the decades that followed, many states passed right-to-work laws, laws that make it clear that no one can be forced to join a union to get a certain kind of job. Louisiana passed a right-to-work law in 1976. Unions say these laws take away their ability to improve wages and protect workers. Many business owners believe right-to-work laws keep unions from pushing wages so high they cannot make a profit. Louisiana in the U.S. and global economies. From the time of its founding, Louisiana's economy has had international aspects. The Mississippi River and its access to the Gulf of Mexico helped Louisiana become an important location for exporting and importing, sending and receiving goods. Advances in transportation and communication have created an interconnected international economy. Both the United States and Louisiana play important roles in the international economy. The state's ports provide evidence of how Louisiana plays its role. New Orleans and Baton Rouge have two of the nation's top five deepwater ports. The state has four additional deep draft ports that import and export raw materials and manufactured goods. These six ports combined handle more than 270 million tons of cargo each year. Louisiana also has a massive port 20 miles off the coast of Lafourche Parish. It is dedicated solely to transporting oil and gas from ships so large they cannot come into regular ports. That is why the facility is called a superport. Once transferred from large ships called supertankers, the oil and gas travel inland through underwater pipelines. This facility is the only one of its kind. It handles more than 10% of all the crude oil imported into the United States. Trade policies. The United States has developed new policies and agreements that reflect its role in the global economy. The North American Free Trade Agreement, NAFTA, removed trade restrictions from our geographic neighbors, Canada and Mexico, to make business across these international borders easier. Many businesses moved their manufacturing facilities to Mexico, where labor was cheaper. Louisiana lost some textile factories and jobs as a result. While there are downsides, NAFTA has also made it more efficient for Canada to send its abundant oil resources into the United States through a system of pipelines. NAFTA provides evidence that the U.S. is moving away from an economy with protective tariffs to one that relies more on free trade. A tariff is a tax placed on a good imported into the United States. The purpose of a tariff is to protect a U.S. producer from the cheaper goods made by its international competitors. Many believe free trade is good because it has made many foreign consumer goods more affordable. Some sugar and rice farmers are not so sure. For decades, they have relied on tariffs to protect their share of the U.S. market from foreign competitors who can produce sugar and rice more cheaply. Measuring the economy. Economists gather information to measure an economy's strength by using a variety of economic indicators. In turn, businesses, individuals, and the government use the information from economic indicators to make better economic decisions. One of the most important economic indicators is the gross domestic product, GDP. It measures the total value of the final goods and services produced in the United States in a certain time period, usually 1 year. The Consumer Price Index, CPI, is an economic indicator that measures prices. Each month, the prices of goods and services are checked to see if they rose or fell in comparison to previous months. When the CPI shows that prices are rising steadily, this indicates inflation, a continual increase in the price of goods and services. In this situation, price increases mean a buyer can afford less than the same amount of money. If wages do not increase at a level to keep up with the inflation, a consumer's spending power goes down even further. The unemployment rate is another very important economic indicator. Each month, a government report shows the percentage of people who are out of work and are looking for jobs. If the supply of jobs is low, workers are often willing to accept lower pay in order to have a job. If unemployment rates are low, businesses will have to pay a higher wage because the supply of available workers is smaller. Louisiana, the Hollywood of the South. Lights, camera, action. Louisiana is becoming a star, at least as a location for movies and television shows. In 2002, when the government of Louisiana began offering tax credits to movie and television companies, many of them decided to film in Louisiana. The tax credits mean that the production company can save money if they choose to work in the state. When producers choose Louisiana, they buy goods and services from our businesses. They also hire citizens as workers, which helps the state's economy. As a result of the tax credits, Louisiana is quickly becoming one of the most popular places to produce movies, earning it the nickname Hollywood of the South. Over $2 billion in revenue has been generated by the tax credits since 2002. In 2008 alone, over 80 major film and television projects were produced in Louisiana, and over $500 million was spent within the state. New Orleans, Baton Rouge, and Shreveport are becoming popular filming locations. The first movie to be made in Louisiana was a silent film called Tarzan of the Apes, which was filmed in 1918. Since then, almost 500 movies have been filmed in Louisiana, including Interview with the Vampire in 1994, A Streetcar Named Desire, 1951, Steel Magnolias, 1989, and The Curious Case of Benjamin Button, 2008. Famous television shows filmed in Louisiana include Swamp People, True Blood, Cajun Pawn Stars, and Duck Dynasty. In addition to creating revenue for the government of Louisiana, many famous Hollywood stars are involved with charities dedicated to helping the people of our state. Some of these celebrities include Morgan Freeman, Jonah Hill, 50 Cent, Sylvester Stallone, Brad Pitt, and Channing Tatum. What is your favorite movie or television show connected with Louisiana?